Okay, let's start again from the beginning of the Braisa Gufa to get the flow. Three lines from the bottom of Ayin Tesla Mabes. Gufa. Hareisha Yisrael Mechza Tehoirim U'Mechza Tmeim. If the Yidden were exactly 50-50, 50% of the Yidden were Tameh, 50% of the Yidden were Tar. So this Braisa, which was the Braisa that held like Rav, said, the Taharim can't become Tameh because they're not bottled to the rest, to the people who are Tameh, because Mechza is Kiroiv, so it's like Roivar Tar, so they can't become Tameh. However, the ones who are Tameh aren't Pashat to Pesach Sheinim, because since Mechza is Kiroiv, so they have a din not to be pushed off, so they could also bring Pesach Rishon, and what comes out is you're going to have two separate groups. The Taharim do it by themselves, B'tahara, and the Tameim do it by themselves, B'tumah. Then the Braisa continues, how you Tameim Oitzim al-Taharim afilu echad? If there's even one more in the Tameim than in the Taharim, so you have 500,000 Taharim and 500,001 Tameim, so afilu echad, even if it's only one, then yasa betumah. So now roiv is tamei. Once roiv is tamei, so the halacha is everybody does it to betumah, or could do a betumah. Lefisha in carbon tzibur chalak, because once the roiv of the tzibur is tamei, so then we're not mechalik between who's tamei and who's tar, and the whole thing is brought betumah.
What does that mean that a tahor kohen cannot bring the carbon?
No, he's allowed, but he doesn't have to try to keep it b'tahara.
Uh-huh, okay.
He's allowed to bring it b'tumah. Rabbi Elazar ben Matthias Omer, Eina Yochid Machriyas HaTzibur. Rabbi Elazar ben Matthias says that one person can't be Machriyas. So if it's 500,000 to 500,001, that's not enough to tilt the scales to say that the whole Tzibur is tamei and therefore everything is brought b'tumah. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, so again, like we said yesterday, Pasha Pshat is you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach out of the Beis HaMikdash b'achad sharecha in one of your sha'arim, meaning somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Beis HaMikdash, on one of the Anabama. However, we darshan from here, you can't shech the Karban Pesach on the account of one person. That means one person is not sufficient to be machriya, and because of that, have everybody shach betumah. To say that roiv is tamei, and therefore have everybody shach betumah.
The fact that he has not done machin should also be bad for because it's one guy that allowed all the to bring.
But it's not affecting. It's not changing everybody. Masama says halal latzman, halal latzman.
Changing everybody's tamei. Nobody's tamei could bring when there was 49 and 51. Now 50 and 50 now.
Right, so I guess the drasha is that it means you can't affect everybody based on one person. You can't make it across the board, but tumah. Right, meaning because over there the pshat is each and every one has a din not to be nincha. Over here you're saying that the entire klal yisrael is going to be bringing betumah. Meaning we're passing it for the entire klal yisrael based on one person. Reb Shimon Eimer. Next sheet, the Rebbe Shimon says, "Afilu shevet echad tamei, ushar kol shvatim tahirim." Let's say you have one shevet that's tamei, shevet Yehuda, let's say, and all the other shvatim are tar. Halolo isin laatzman, valolo isin laatzman. Meaning you don't even need mechza 50-50. Even if you have one shevet that's tamei and 11 shvatim that are tar, that shevet that's tamei is allowed to bring betumah, and the rest of them have to be brought betahara. Now, we don't say that shevet that is bringing betumah is going to be machriya the rest of Klal Yisrael, because lamaisa they're only one shevet, they're the meat klapping everybody else. But slave called slaves, they're not going to get pushed off either, because Reb Shimon Lishitasa in Maseches Harias, he holds that every shevet is called a kal. And the same way that in Maseches Harias, Legabe Param Dover, each shevet by themselves would bring a Param Dover, so because each shevet by themselves is called a Kahal, so who had done Legabe the Karban Pesach? Each shevet is called a Kahal, and a Kahal is not pushed to Pesach Sheni. So that shevet would have a halacha to bring Pesach Rishon, and therefore the halacha would be Halalu Ois Latzman, Halalu Ois Latzman. My time at Reb Shimon, because he holds, like we just said, Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal, even one shevet is already called a Kahal. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda takes it a step further, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu shevet echad tamei u'shar kol ashvatim tayrim." In this case, that you have one shevet that's tamei, and all the rest of the shvatim are tara. Yasa betuma shein karben sibu kaluk. So then everybody does betuma because the rule is ein karben sibu ein karben sibu kaluk. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda savar shevet echad ikra kal. He holds like Rabbi Shimon that one shevet is considered a kal. Therefore, they are not going to be pushed to Pesach Sheni. They have a right to be to bring Bituma. Valu Palga Palga. So, Mamele, it's just like Palga Palga. Just like by Palga Palga, then when it's 50-50, the 50 Tarim can't push off the Tmeim. So, Huadin over here, the 11 Shvatim that are Tar cannot push off the one that's Tame because they're a cow, and the cow doesn't get pushed off. And now he holds a second step, Vein Karben Zibur Chaluk. Since he holds that the rule is ein karben sibur chaluk manashach, either it's all done b'tahara or it's all done b'tuma. And since over here, no matter what, some are going to be doing a b'tuma, so then the rule of ein karben sibur chaluk kicks in, v'avdikul b'tuma, and b'meila, all of them may do it b'tuma. So even if you have a few yechidim in one of the other shvatim, normally yechidim are pushed off, but now that it's being brought b'tuma, they're allowed to bring b'tuma. Or another nafkamin is you don't even have to try to be makbet to keep the ones that are tar, because the whole thing is brought betumma, so everybody's allowed to be brought betumma. There's no reason to watch the tar. According to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah is the Stam Tana, whoever the Tana is, that the Chamim. So they hold by Mesa, the Mechtz is not pushed off. However, there's no rule of Ein Karben Sibur Chaluk. Only by a Roiv you say Ein Karben Sibur Chaluk. Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush is that even by a Mesa, or even more than that, even by one Shevet. You, once they're not pushed off, you'll say in carbon sibur chaluk. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is arguing. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama. And Kolosh came
Matzah Mesa. Yeah. Is this at all related to Dechuya versus Dutra? This concept, or is nothing to do with it?
Well, we're going to get to that soon. Pashtus not. Gemara is going to try to say yes, but soon. Pashtus not. Itmar. Let's say Klai Yisrael was exactly 50-50. Omar Rav, so Rav says, what should you do in such a case? Metamin echem mehem b'sheretz. You take one of them, and you're metamin him with a sheretz, in order to make it that roivar tome. Shreite gemar v'amai, why are we doing this? Nevet hanin l'chadai v'hanin l'chadai. Why don't you just say, let everybody bring a Pesach Rishon in two separate groups? One group of B'tahara and the other group of Tumah. The Omer Rav, because that's the way Rav said, which is like the Tanakham of our Brisa. Hanel Chodayu, the Omer Rav, Halaloyz and Atzman, Halaloyz and Atzman. So, wherever they have a heter to bring it, so there's, what's the point of being Mitami, one of them, to let them all bring the Tumah? The ones that could bring Bitar, let them bring Bitar. The ones that could bring Bituma, let them bring Bituma. Why do we have to be Matam with somebody? Amri, Ef the Gemara, Hachem Mayaskin and Kagoyim Shah, you Tumeim Oitfim Ala Tahirim Echod. The case was that there was one more Tamei than Tahirim. And that's why we're being Matam a second person. Frankly, Gemara, what does that mean? Ihachi, if that's the case, how about Ruba Tamei? You already have Rav Tamei, never Kula Batuma. So as soon as you have 500,000 to 500,001, so the Rav Tamei, so do it entirely Batuma. Why you have to be Matame a second person to tip the scale even further? Every Gemara, Summer Lucker of Elazar ben Masya. This memra of Rav is going like this, the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Masya. The Amara ain't a yachid machriyas atzibur l'tumah. A yachid can't be machriyas atzibur l'tumah. So when you have 500,000 to 100 and 500,001 to name, you can't do it all b'tumah, because one person can't be machriyas atzibur. So you can't say it's ki'il the entire tzibur's tummy. Therefore, in order for everybody to be do a b'tumah, you're mitama a second person. So now you have at least two, or technically, mathematically, it's going to end up being three, because if you take one from this side and put him on the other side, it's going to tip it two. But either way, you'll have more than one, and then you could say that everybody could do a b'tumah. Frankly, Gemara, Ihachi, Hadakushin Leduchta. Okay, fine. So a yachid can't tip the scales. So for all intents and purposes, it's like mechza mechza. So nevi hanin l'chadai v'hanin l'chadai. So vayte, why are we being metame one person? Let all the tarim bring it b'fnei atzmai. Let all the tamei bring it b'fnei atzmai. Because fine, they can't tip the scale and be machriya that even the tarim should bring it b'tuma. But at least they're not going to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni either, so it should be just like Metzah Metzah, that we say, Halalu La'atzman, Halalu La'atzman. So, at the end of the day, what's the point of being Metami one more person? Says the Gemara Elohachikam, this is what Rav meant to say. Ikatana, if you would find a Tana, the Savala Kitana Kama, who holds like the Tana Kama, the Omer Palgo, Palgo, Layavdi, Kula Betuma, that when you have 50-50, there's no way to you can't bring it all betumah because 50% can't be machriya the other 50%. V'savala k'rebuda, but on the other hand, holds like rebuda damar in carbon zebra cholok that when there's a carbon zebra you're not machalak to say some bring a betaram, some bring a betumah. And Rashi says over here that the reason is not that stam you could bring a betumah, but we would bedafka want it to be brought betumah because it's a genai. If some people are being machriya bedafka to have betahara, so then it looks like a G'nai on the other ones who are bringing a betumah. So once some people are bringing a betumah, says Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be everybody brings a betumah. You can't have people that are having a separate chabur that are being makbid b'tahara. So now you got a problem. It's palka palka. You can't push off the 50%. But on the other hand, you hold Ein Sibur Chalok that it's a G'nai to have some bringing a betahara and some bringing a betumah, so you're stuck. So if there would be such a shita, so the Eitzah would be Metamen Echamehim, you take one more person in your Metamehim, so now it's no more of 50-50. Now there's one more in the Tmeim than the Tarim, and everybody will bring a Vitoma, so you satisfy everything.
And one would be enough like the Shita?
And then Rav's memory would be like the Tanakam, that one is enough. Originally, we said that Rav was going like that on the Shita, because otherwise it didn't make sense. But now that we're saying this trial, we'll go back to the Tanakam, that one's enough. What are you saying, Rudy?
I'm saying these Shitas are not reconciled. Because the guy who says that half and half they don't make it until I can't hold that everyone makes it together. The only case where we would have this question of everyone making it together is if we're half and half or coming.
Right.
Right.
No, but we're saying theoretically, if you held, that's what happened in the Baisa. But we're saying theoretically, if you held that Metza Metza is Kerov, so therefore you can't push off the 50%.
Right.
But on the other hand, you hold of this Gzer Darabonah of Ein Karben Sibur Chaluk, so you would end up getting stuck. There's no such sheep in the Baisa, but if there would be such a Shetana, if you put those two things together, you would end up getting stuck. So the Eitza is to be Metana one person, Besheretz. Ula Omar, Ula says,
you have a difference of one person. Why can't you just say, okay, you guys got to go to Pesach training?
When you're starting out, there's not a difference of one person. When you're starting out, it's exactly 50-50.
It's not, but beforehand, when we're saying that one person is not enough, right? If it was mechza mechza b'chat.
According to Rebbe Lazar.
So then why? So why don't we just say that if that's not enough, you got to go to Pesach Sheni? Why are we going to be metame somebody else to go ahead and get them to be the right to be able to do it on Pesach?
Because over there's one more Tame person and Tar person. So you can't push off the Tamei and the Sheni because Raif can't be pushed off the Sheni.
Because
they are the Raif. They're just not able to push to be Machriya because they only have one more than the other side, not two more than the other side.
And then they would not be able to go do a Pesach.
Right, but so they would get stuck. They wouldn't be able to do a Pesach Sheni because they are the Raif.
And no one could do Pesach Rishon either.
But that's why we're going to do this Eitza. Okay, Ula Omar, so Ula says, in this situation of Rav, we wouldn't be metame one person, rather what we would do is, Meshalchen Echameyem L'derech Rechoyka, we give the guy a free ticket, tell him, get out of town, go away, and therefore he's not going to be Nichlal in the Cheshbon, and there will be one less in the Torah, and again, that will end up tipping the scales. Meaning, instead of being
the order for Pesach.
Yeah. So right, so instead of being metame somebody, we just send them b'derech rechayka. Frank, the Gemara v'yitamenu b'sheretz. Why did Ula have to send them out of town? Why didn't you just be metame like Rav said with the sheretz? And for the Gemara, kasavar shaytem v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. Because we had this machloikis a little bit before. There's a machloikis if somebody is Tamei Sheretz or any other Tumah for that matter that will become Tar by tonight, so could he, do we say that as of now he cannot bring the Karban Pesach because as of now he's Tamei? Or do we say that since by tonight he'll be Tar, so obviously he himself can't go into the Beis HaMikdash and bring it, but he could have a Shliach bring it for him, or someone else in the Bnei Chabur bring it for him, and he could be Yaitz of the Karban Pesach, because since by tonight he'll be Tar. So Ula's Shita is that Shecht in the Zarkanal Tamishar, it's like the second opinion we just said, that you could Shecht for him since by tonight he'll be Tar. So the fact that you're Metamim Misharitz is not going to end up tipping the scales, because as far as the Cheshbon of Karban Pesach is concerned, he's a Tar. He's just like a Tar. He's somebody who's capable of bringing Karban Pesach. So it's not going to be enough to be Metamim Misharitz. So frankly, well, Metamim with a Mace. So fine, don't be Metamim with the Sharitz. Be Metamim with a Mace. So he's going to be Tamei for 7 days. He can't become Tar tonight, and therefore he will be counted as part of the Tmei. Everything Gemara, no, we don't want to do that to him, because Malchei Wata Mechagigasei. Because if you're going to be Metamim Meis, not only is he going to lose out the Karban Pesach, he's going to end up losing out the ability of bringing a Karban Chagiga as well, because he's going to be Tamei for 7 days, for Yom Tov.
Didn't we say that if the Pesach is brought to me, you don't bring the Chagiga?
Right.
Yeah, but no one's bringing a chagiga. No one's having a chagiga this year. You're not making him lose anything more.
Because if the Pesach is brought Petuma, you don't bring the chagiga of your Dalid, but the chagiga of Tesvav, that's what we're talking about over here. You could technically bring all the ones who become Tar. Not the ones who are Tamei, but at least the ones who are Tar will be able to bring it.
Chagiga Tesvav.
Right. Yeah. But this guy's going to be Tamei Meis, so he's going to be Tamei for the whole Yantiv now. So now he's going to lose out the Chagigas Tezvav. So Friday Gemara Hashda Nami Malchei Watami Pischoi, but now that you're sending him out of town, he's losing out the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, that's not a problem, Esher Dov B'Sheni, because you're right, he's not doing a Pesach Rishon, but he'll eventually do Pesach Sheni. So that's not called losing out the Karban Pesach. So Friday Gemara, if that's the case, but Meis Nami, even if you're Metamei Meis and your concern is that you're making him lose the Chagiga, Eshadav B'Shvi, a Tamei Meis is Tamei for 7 days. So starting from Erev Yontif, that's day number one. 6 more days are the first 6 days of Yontif. So the last day of Yontif, he's technically going to be Tar. So he'll bring his Karban Chagiga on the last day of Yontif. So he's not losing out the Karban Chagiga. Davul Eshminishul, because that's the 8th day of his Tumah. And for the Gemara, Kosovo Ula Kulu Tashlumi Derishaninu, there's Machloikas and Meseches Chagiga, how does it work? We know that the Chiv of Ria and being Makrav, the Karbonis that come together with Ria, the other Ria and the Shama Chagiga, you don't have to go and every day bring, be Mekayim Ria and bring the other Ria and Shama Chagiga. You only have to do it once during Yom Tov. So the question is over there, Meseches Chagiga, how does it work? Do we say that the first day is the Iker Chiv, and the rest of Yantav is a Tashlumen for the first day? Or what the Gemara calls over there, Tashlumen Zevazet. Whichever day you come, all the other days are Tashlumen for that day. And what it says, the Nafkamina between those two Pshatim is, if Kul Tashlumen to Rishon, so if you have someone who's Potter on a Risha on the first day, so even if he's going to is ready to do Ria and Chagiga on a later day of Yantiv, he's not going to bring it because it's a Tashlumen for the Rishon, and if you weren't Chayiv in the Rishon, so then you're not Chayiv in the Tashlumen. So says the Gemara, Ula holds like that Shita, that Kulu Tashlumen to Rishoninu, that the rest of the Yantiv is a Tashlumen for the first day. Therefore, the Chazi Berishon, someone who was Roy to bring on the first day, Chazi Bekulu, so if he doesn't bring on the first day, so then he could do Tashlumen the rest of the Yantiv. But someone who wasn't Roy to bring on the first day, for example, our guy over here that we were Metamav Meis, so on the first day he was Potter from Ria and Chagiga, so the rest of the Yom Tov, he's not going to be Chayiv in the Tashlumen, because since the rest of the Yom Tov is just the Tashlumen for the first day, so if you never had the Iker Chayiv, then you don't have the Tashlumen. So that's why at the end of the day we're not going to be Metamav Meis, because you're going to make him lose the Karban Chagiga, because even though he'll be Tar on the seventh day of Yom Tov, nonetheless he still won't have a Chayiv to bring the Karban Chagiga. Amar the Rav Nachman said to them, to the Rabbanon who said this over, Zilu v'amale the Ula, go tell Ula, man sayis, who's going to listen to you, the Akar Siche, who's going to uproot his stakes, his pegs, umashkene and his tent, V'rayin, and run away. Meaning, what do you think? A last minute, a guy's just going to pick up shop and just move out of town? It's not happening. Why should a guy do that? So that's not a good eitzah. Al kach, you're going to have to do like Rav and be metaba somebody. Itmar. Hayu ruban zavin umiutun tmei mesin. Let's say Rav of Klai Yisrael were zavim, and a miut were tmei mesin. Now we know that Rav of Tzibur is not pushed off, they do a betumah. However, the Torah says that that's dafka by tmei lenefesh, by tumas mes. Tumas zav, even if it's Rav of Tzibur, they can't bring a pesach rishon because tumas ziva, we don't say tumah hutra b'tzibur. So what happens if Rav of Tzibur are zavim? So they are not going to bring a pesach rishon because they can't. Tumas ziva is not doicha tumah. It's not doicha this din of tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah tuchuyi b'tzibur. Umiyutim tmei mesim, but there are some people who are tmei mesim. So what do these tmei mesim do? Amarav, oisim tmei mesim, those tmei mesim are now going to be stuck. They cannot bring Pesach Rishon, and they won't be able to bring a Pesach Sheni as well. Rishon Layavdi, they're not going to be able to bring a Pesach Rishon to have a Miyuta, because they're only a Miyut. Umiyuta Layavdi Rishon. A Miyut has no right to be Deicha Tuma and bring the Rishon. Since only, let's say, for argument's sake, it was 60% Zavim, 20 more percent were Tmei Mesim, and the last 20% were Tahirim. So those 20% of Tmei Mesim are not going to be able to bring Barishim because you only want 20% to be Deicha Tumah. 20% can't be Deicha Tumah. You need a Rav to be Deicha Tumah. V'sheni na'ami lo yavdi, and LMI push them off the Pesach Sheni and say that they should bring a Pesach Sheni. They can't bring a Pesach Sheni either because kol eicha the avdi tzibur Barishim avdi yachid b'sheni. When the tzibur was makriv Pesach Rishon, then a yachid will be pushed off and be able to bring a pesach sheni. However, kol eichad le'avdi tzibur berishon, wherever the tzibur didn't bring pesach rishon, like over here, because the tzibur was rupan zavim, so they didn't bring pesach rishon. So now le'avdi yachid b'sheni. So then there's no halacha that a yachid could bring a pesach sheni. Pesach sheni was only given when there was a pesach rishon, and then this is a tashlumen for the pesach rishon. But over here there was no pesach rishon because whatever the tzibur didn't bring, therefore there's no din to be mashlim by pesach sheni. And it's going to come out besides the Tayyim, but the Tayyim are not called a Tzibur, so.
But the Tayyim wouldn't bring on the Rishon.
So the Tayyim themselves would be able to bring on Rishon, but that won't be enough to allow everybody else to bring B'Sheni.
But they're not a Tzibur.
They're not called a Tzibur, right?
And they would bring by the Rishon? I thought you needed a Tzibur to bring the Rishon.
No. They're allowed to bring on the Rishon because what's stopping them? They're Tar. Just they don't. They're not called a Tzibur to be able to say that. That because the tzibur brought berishon, the yechidim could bring b'sheni.
But they can't bring it where
it's tzibur. What's the problem? You don't have a problem of carbon tzibur chaluk. What should stop the tzibur from bringing on pesach rishon?
That they're minority. You said that initially. The whole point is that if the majority of people are coming,
then everybody brings b'tamma. Oh.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Nobody brings. Why is
this term the Masa Masa? We said before by Masa Masa Halal Latsum Halal Latsum. Or the other Shita is, no one said that the Mechza Tahirim doesn't bring. One Shita says that Halal Latsum Latsum Halal Latsum, the other Shita says that the Tahirim bring the Pesach Rishon, then the Tumayim bring Pesach Sheni.
Right? So why can't this case be that 49% of people are Tumayim Mace,
right.
5% of people are Tumayim Zav?
We're going to get to that case soon.
It
will be a little bit different. We'll see. Well, okay, but it's similar. We're going to get to that case soon. But as of now, we're going that Rav are Zavim. So if Rav are Zavim, so that they're not going to affect the Tayrim, but the Tzibra had no din to bring Pesach Rishon. So maybe the Yechidim who are Tamei Meis can't bring Pesach Rishon. That's what we're saying as of now. So this member Rav said over. When Shmuel heard this, Shmuel said, Zilu Amr Lei La'Abba, go tell Abba. Shmuel all over calls Rav Abba. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah if his real name is Abba and we call him Rav as a title, because he's just like Rabbeinu HaKadosh is called Rebbe, so he was called Rav. Or the opposite, his real name is Rav, and Shmuel called him Malz Chavivas, he called him Abba. But either way, Ab was referring to Rav. Shmuel told his Talmidim, go tell Rav, the Torah says that the Klai Yisrael is mechuyav to bring the Karban Pesach in his proper time. There's a chiyuv to bring a Karban Pesach. My obviously, what are you doing with this? If you're going to tell me that they're not going to bring not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni, what are you doing with this Pesach? So Amar Lehu, so Rav responded, he said, Zilu Amar Leh, go back and tell Shmuel, what happens, forget our case, what happens if Klai Yisrael was 100% Zavim? Then obviously no one's going to bring up a Karban Pesach because Zivus is not Deicha Toma. So how are you going to fulfill the Pasuk of Yasa B'nei Yisrael as a Pasuk of Mayadai? Elo, so what are you going to say? Kivin Dola Yasha Le Yasher. Torah says you're right. The Torah says you have to bring, but over here you're an Ainus. Based on the rules, there's no way to bring because it's not Deicha Toma and they can't bring a Batara obviously, so they're stuck. So Achanami Le Yasher, so Huadin, if it's Raiv Zavim and Miyat Tameim will be the same thing. Because the Miyat Tameim are now Le'esher, because based on the rules, the Miyat can't be bring a Pesach Rishon, and they also can't bring a Pesach Sheni because the Tzibur didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, so it will be the same thing. You'll say it's Kimon Le'esher, Le'esher. Itmar. Hayu Ruban Tameim Mesim Umiutom Zavim. Let's say Roiv was Tameim Mes, so they have a din to bring a Betumah. And then a miut was zavim. So now it's the opposite way. Let's say it was 60% tamei mesim, and 20% zavim. So these zavim, obviously, the rest of Klai Yisrael is going to bring the Pesach Rishon betumah, because Rav of Klai Yisrael is tamei. But these zavim are not going to be able to bring Pesach Rishon because zivus is not deichet, even though it's say tamei hotra betzibur. So what are these 20% zavim? What are they going to do? Revuna Amar ain't tashlum in the Pesach haba betumah. That which we know normally that a Pesach has tashlum, and if you didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, you bring a Pesach Sheni. That whole parsha of tashlum was given when the Pesach Rishon was brought with Tahara. When the Pesach Rishon was brought with Tahara, so then you have a tashlum for those that weren't able to bring, and they bring Pesach Sheni betumah. But where the Pesach Rishon was brought betumah, then there's no din of tashlum. So these tamei zavim will end up losing out and not bring at all.
Isn't there a
Derech Rechaika?
Why don't we...
The same halacha for Derech Rechaika also. There's no Tashlum.
I'm saying, even if it's brought betumah, it doesn't solve Derech Rechaika. I mean, the svar to say it's not brought, there's no Pesach Sheni, is because everyone should have brought.
Not that's not the svar. The svar is when the Karban Pesach is done in such a manner, there's no din of Tashlum on such a Karban Pesach.
So the Ikka Tashlum was for
Shmeh. Right. We'll see soon what the svaras are, but that's basically what we're going to. Yeah. Rav Adi Bar Abba Amar, Rav Adi Bar Abba says no. Yes, Hashlumin the Pesach Abba Betumah. Even though the Pesach was Abba Betumah, Abba became. That means we're not pushing off a Tzibur, so they're allowed to bring a Pesach Mishin. But anybody who, for whatever reason, didn't bring a Pesach Mishin still has a regular Hashlumin, just like any other Karban Pesach that was brought Betahara has Hashlumin. Name of Balkam Mephili. Let us say that the Machlokes is as follows. Dimbanda Amar Ein Tashlum in the Pesach Abba Betumah, the first Shita, who says that once the Pesach is Abba Betumah, holds that there is no Tashlum in, that's because Kasavar, he holds Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. We don't say Tumah Hotra Betzibur, rather we only say Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. That when it comes to doing a Betumah, it's only a B'diyevet, it's only the B'derach Dechiyah. If that's the case, so since the whole Pesach was brought in such a way, so such a Pesach doesn't have a Chiyah Tashlum in. So anybody who didn't end up bringing a Pesach Rishon is going to be stuck. He's not going to have a Pesach Sheni to bring. Uman da Amar Yesh Tashlumin lePesach, the second Shita who held that yes, there is a Tashlumin even for a Pesach Abba Betumah, because that's because he holds Tumah Hotra Betzibur. So once you got to that threshold of Tumah Hotra Betzibur, it's Mutar Lechatchila to bring it in such a Neifin. So it's mamash like a regular Kosher Karban Pesach, just like it was brought Betara. So just like a regular kosher Karban Pesach Abba Betahara has tashlumin for Pesach Sheni, so too this Karban Pesach also has tashlumin for Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara Loi, the Kuli Amar Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. You don't have to say that the Machlokes says, do you hold Tumah Hotra or Tumah Dechuyah? Everybody holds Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur, and everybody holds that the Pesach Rishon was basically brought by the Yevet. But nonetheless, Baruch HaMifligi, this is the Machlokes, Mar Savar, Tare Michi Tumah Loi Micha, when the Karban Pesach is brought by Tahara, then it has a right to push off the Tameim to Pesach Sheni. Umar Sava, and the second sheet holds afilu but tumah lemichya. But when it's brought with tumah, so then even though it's brought, but the Torah never gave a right to be doicha the rest of the people who didn't bring, even people who couldn't have brought the pasach rishon slave called slave. When the ikar pasach was brought with tumah, it doesn't have a right to push off the ones who can't bring the pasach sheni. Umar Sava, the other sheet holds afilu tumah lemichya. No, at the end of the day, maybe it was brought with the eved, but slave called slave it was brought. So now that it was brought, so it has a right to push off anybody who wasn't able to bring because they had a higher level of tumor or any other reason that they didn't bring. It has a right to push them off to Pesach Sheni. Itmar, the next case. Hayu shlishison zavim shlishison tahirim shlishison tameim. This is your case before we read. Kaiso was 3/3. 1/3 were zavim. 1/3 tahirim, and 1/3 tamei mesim. Meaning, it's a case that the zavim by themselves are not raif, but if you put the zavim and the tamei mesim together, they will be raif. So, what happens over here? Amar amani b'fatish, aysim tamei mesim. The tamei mesim in this case over here, and mesim loyas harishain, the loyas hasheni. They're not going to be able to do either, not pesach rishon nor pesach sheni. Rishon Mayavdi, they're not going to be able to bring Pesach Rishon because Igdilu Zavim ala Tahirim. You combine the Zavim together with the Tahirim to make them into Roiv, the Loyavdi Betumah. Because at the end of the day, you need a Roiv that have a Hetah to do Betumah to make it a Pesach Hava Betumah. Over here, the Zavim are not going to bring a Betumah. So for all intents and purposes, they are going to be Mitztarif with the Tahirim to say these are people who are not going to bring Betumah. So Rav of Klai Yisrael, 2/3 of Klai Yisrael are people who are not going to bring Betumah. So that's going to stop the Tmei Mason from bringing a Pesach Rishon, because only a Miut wants to bring Betumah. So how do the Tmei Mason Miut? The Tmei Mason are going to end up being a Miut, a Miut Le'avdi B'Rishon. So that's why they're not going to be able to bring a Pesach Rishon. B'Sheni Le'avdi, and they're not going to be able to bring a Pesach Sheni as well. Because Netzav Zavim Im Tmei Mason, because Le'gali Pesach Sheni, the Zavim already became Tar. So now, 2/3 of Klai Yisrael wants to bring a Pesach Sheni. The third that was Zavim, and the third that was Tamei Mesim. So now you're going to be Mitzvah to Zavim together with the Tamei Mesim, the Loya Avdu Berishain, and neither, because neither of them did Berishain, have the Rupa. So now it comes out that Rav of Klai Yisrael wants to do a Pesach Sheni. The Rupa Loya Malchik the Pesach Sheni, and the Halacha is...
Maybe the Zavim became Tahorim by now.
They did become...
Zavim are Tahorim.
Yes, 100%. That's what I just said. They did become Tahor. And that's kufa. Why? That's kufa. The problem. Now that it became tar, so now that kufa makes it that roiv people want to bring pesach sheni. Veruba leimak the pesach sheni, and roiv people can't do pesach sheni. Pesach sheni was only given to yechidim, not to a tzibur. Therefore, they're going to be stuck. They can't bring a pesach rishon, and they can't bring a pesach sheni either. Says the Mishnah. Ha pesach shez nizrak damoi. Let's say the Karban Pesach had a Zrika. Ve'achakach neide shu'tomei. And then after the Zrika, which was unknown to us beforehand, we found out that the Bailan became Tomei. Somehow we discovered that he was Tomei already from beforehand. And it came out that B'Shaivig, unknowingly, we were Makrav his Karban when he wasn't able to be Makrav it because he was Tomei. So the din is Hatzitz Meratze, the Tzitz is Meratze. And the reason is, even though normally the tzitz is not meratza on tumas haguf, on when the bailim are tamei, it's only meratza on tumas basar. But nonetheless, one second, sorry. Over here we're talking about that we found out that the Karban Pesach was tamei. So if the Karban Pesach was tamei, so then hatzitz meratza, because that's what the Torah says, that any Karban that was tamei and it was brought without knowing that it was tamei, so b'di'evah, the tzitz is going to be meratzah and make it accepted. So the Karban Pesach is going to be a kosher Karban Pesach. So if we found out afterwards that either the basar of the Karban Pesach became tamei, or the dam of the Karban Pesach became tamei, so then the tzitz is meratzah. However, nitma haguf, if we found out that not that the basar became tamei, but rather the person became tamei, then ain't tzitz meratzah. Then the tzitz is not going to be meratzah, because the tzitz is only meratzah on tumas basar. It's not meratzah on Tumas Aguf, and therefore this guy is going to end up being, it was a shaykh, he didn't know about it, but it's going to end up being that he wasn't yaitzeh his Karban Pesach, because at the time of the Akrabi was Tamei, so he wasn't capable of bringing the Karban Pesach. However, the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, Mipnei Sha'amro, that we say, HaNazir Va'isa Pesach, a Nazir, who also is similar to a Karban Pesach, that the Bailim has to be Tar in order to bring it, because if he's Tamei, not by a Nazir, we're not concerned with all Tumas, but we're concerned with Tumas Meis, that will break his Nazirus, and he's going to have to start all over again, he's not going to be able to bring his Karbanas. By a Karban Pesach as well, we said that he has to be Tar in order to bring up Karban Pesach, because he has to be able to eat it. So by these two, by a Nazir and a Isa Pesach, Hatzitz Meratza al Tumas Adam, the Tzitz will be Meratza on if the blood of the Karban became Tamei. So even though you don't have a Kashas Rik, if the blood is Tamei, nonetheless, since you didn't know, the tzitz is going to be ratze, and who are then on the bus of the carbon, the tzitz will be ratze. However, in a tzitz ratze, al tumas aguf, it's not going to be ratze on the tumma of the person. So in either of the two cases, if unknowingly the nazar became tamei, or unknowingly the oisa pesach became tamei, and you only found out afterwards, the halach is going to be, he's not yotze, and he's going to have to bring a new carbon when he becomes tar. Nitma tumas hatayim. However, that's only if it was a known tumma to the world. Just this person didn't realize that it became tamei, and afterwards someone told him, "By the way, you became tamei." However, if it was a tumas hatayim, literally it was a buried hidden tumma, meaning to say it was a tumma that no one knew about, and it was only discovered afterwards. So even though it's tumas aguf, nonetheless, atzis meratza, because this is a gzeres hakasav alach lomesh misinai, that tumas atahaim is the tzitz is meratza, even though normally the tzitz is not meratza on tumas aguf. But if it's a tumas atahaim, if it was a hidden tumas that no one ever knew about, and we're going to see in the Gemara the rules what qualifies as a tumas atahaim and what doesn't qualify as a tumas atahaim. But anything that's considered a tumas atahaim, and then it was only discovered afterwards, so the tzitz is meratza on it, and the carbon is going to be kosher. So Gemara is medayik. Taima din Yizrak, the akakak.
That he was knighted, the tzitz meratza. Isn't that going to be taught in the machlekes of whether the achila is ma'akev or not? He's not going to be able to eat it.
Even if achila is ma'akev, but like we said before, everybody holds that if b'shas the hakrova, he was potentially able to eat, and then he only became tummy afterwards, then everybody holds that you're yotze.
Or we didn't know about it, but he was
tamei. Right, no, but since the tzitz is meratz over here, so the tzitz is going to make it as if he was tar b'shas da'akrav. You mean b'shas da'akrav? We look like you were yotze, and only afterwards you became incapable of eating it, and therefore that's going to be the chiddush over here of Ritzi Tzitz. It's going to make it as if right.
He never. We're talking about where the meat became tamei.
Well, no, the Chiddush of Tumas Tahayim is even if the person became Tamei.
No, I'm talking about the first case of the Mishnah.
Oh, you're talking about the first case of the Mishnah?
Yeah, he was never Tamei.
Yeah, but over there also, but since this Ritzi Tzitz, the Tzitz is going to make it as if the carbon was brought by Hechsher, as if the meat wasn't Tamei, Lagabi being yet to the carbon, and only became a problem of Tumah afterwards, and therefore, just like any other Karban Pesach that would become Tamei afterwards, you would be Yaitzeh, so because Vishas Akrava, you were Yaitzeh, that's what the Ritzitzis is going to accomplish. So the Gemara is Medai. Taima, the Nizrak, the Akakach Neida. The reason why in the Reisha, Pesach, that Shenizrak Tamei, then you found out that it was Tamei, you have Ritzitzis, is because at the time, it's Mashma, only because it was Akakach Neida. Means Vishas Maisa, he didn't know, so he was a Shoigig. Then, if you find out afterwards, you have reached its sins. It's mashma. If at the time that he did the zrika, it was already known that he was tummy, and nonetheless, for whatever reason, they did the zrika. Lemeratz. It sounds like you don't have reached its sins. Vraminu. I'll ask you a stira. Amar tzitzmeratz. The Bryce says, "On what type of psulim is the tzitzmeratz? Al adam, al abosar, al achilev, and any component of the carbon, like we've discussed many times already in our parak." There's three parts of every carbon. There's the dam that gets rika, there's the basa that gets eaten, and there's the chela that gets burnt on the mizbeach. So any one of these three components, shenipa became tamei, bein b'shege, bein b'meize, bein b'ainis, bein b'ratze, whether it was b'shege, whether it was b'meize, whether it was b'ainis, but whether it was b'ratzein, bein b'yachav, bein b'tzibur, whether it's a carbon yachav, whether it was carbon tzibur, In all cases, the tzitz could be meratze. So, from the fact that it says b'meshlege b'mezid, it sounds like even if it's b'mezid, even though you know you're tamei, and alpha piken you do as rika, alpha piken, the tzitz is meratze. So why does our Mishnah say it's dafka shachat nizrak v'achakach neida, even if it's neida v'achakach nizrak, l'maisa b'di'evet, the tzitz is going to be meratze. So, Amar Ravina. So Ravina answers, to masle b'meshlege b'mezid, Hurtza, Zrikaza Beshagi, Hurtza Bemezid, Lai Hurtza. There's two parts of the Shagi and the Mezid. There's the becoming Tameh, and then there's doing the Zrika. So that which the Brisa says, that Bem Beshagi, Bem Mezid, Bem Ba'anis, Bem Ratzin, is talking about how he became Tameh. The person who became Tameh, whether it was Beshagi, whether it was Bemezid, he could have even knowingly become Tameh. However, the Kain who did the Zrika has to be a Shagi. As long as the Kain who did the Zrika didn't know that the person was tummy, or the meat was tummy, not the person, but the meat was tummy, then the tzitz is meratze. But if the kohen who's doing the zrika knows already of the tumah, then it's not meratze, and that's what the Mishnah says. It has to be nizrak v'achakach neida, means known to the kohen who did the zrika. That's the way Ravina answers. Rav Shila Amar, Rav Shila says the exact opposite. Zrikasai ben b'shagav b'mezid. I mean, this is not going to answer up the mission, which the Gemara is going to eventually get to, but as far as the rules are concerned, that which we say, it's Meratze, that Brisa that we quoted, that's talking about the Zrika. If the Zrika was done, whether it was done, Bishagi, meaning the Kayan who was Zayr, didn't know that it was Tameh, then Bemezid, or even if it was done, Bemezid, meaning the Kayan knew that it was Tameh, and Athal Pekain, he did the Zrika, then Hurtza. Either way, it's Meratze. If we make a distinction between Shagig and Mezid, which we don't have over here by us, but rather the Gemara in other places brings other Mishnais that are mashmah that it's only Shagig and not but Mezid, Teretz is, that's going on the Tumasai, how it became Tameh. If it became Tameh b'Shagig, then Hurtza, then it's Merata, even if afterwards they did the Zrika b'Mezid. But b'Mezid, if it became Tameh b'Mezid, then Lo Hurtza, the Teretz is not Merata, even if the Zrika afterwards was done b'Shagig. So according to this second shot, according to Rav Shila, Elohadik Tani Bein Meshagav Bein Mezid, the Mishnah says, not the Baisa, Amatzitz Meratzal Adam Balabasa Balachidim Shem Nitma Bein Meshagav Bein Mezid. It sounds like the Meshagav Bein Mezid going on the Tumah, not on the Zrika. Says the Gemara, according to Rav Shila, Hakikama, this is what the Baisa means, Nitma Beshagig, if it became Tali Beshagig, Vizarkoi, and you have to stick that into the Baisa, and then the Zrika was done, Bein Beshagig, Bein Mezid, Hurtza. Frank the Gemara, according to the Shitava, the Tani Dam Shenizak Vaka Kachnaida, the Dinkin our Mishnah, it's Masha from our Mishnah, Dafka, it's it was the Zrika was done first, and only afterwards did the Kohen who did the Zrika find out that it was Tameh. Then your Yaitse, which is Mashma Tameh Nizrak Vakakak Neida, Abu Neida Vakakak Nizrak. If the Kohen knew first and he did the Zrika, Abu became Loi, you wouldn't be Yaitse. Why? Because he did the Zrika B'mezid, which is the exact opposite of Rav Shila. Rav Shila says even if he knew before and he did the Zrika B'mezid, as long as the Tameh happened B'Shegig, you're okay. B'Di'evin. So says the Gemara, you're right. Who adin dafila noida v'achakach nizrak? The Mishnah, when it said noida v'achakach nizrak v'achakach noida, it wasn't coming lafuke noida v'achakach nizrak, because in MS, even noida v'achakach nizrak, even if they knew of the Tumah first, and then afterwards they did the Zrika b'Mezid, it would still be Meratze. V'haydi katani nizrak v'achakach noida, so why did the Tana chap on to a case of nizrak v'achakach noida? Mishnah the Bible misses Sefer, because we wanted to say a chiddush in the Sefer. Nitma haguf, that when is it tzitz meratzah only on Tumas Basar? However, if it was nitma haguf, ein tzitz meratzah, da'afilu nizrak v'achakach neida, that not only is it tzitz not meratzah if it was known first, even if it wasn't known at the time, it was nizrak v'achakach neida, they did the Zrika, and only afterwards did the Kayan who did the Zrika find out about the Tumah. Nonetheless, loy. Still, you're not Yaitze because the tzitz is not Meratze on Tumas Aguf. So, because we wanted to say a chiddush in the Sefer of Nizrak Vakakal Neida, so Katani Reisha Nami, Nizrak Vakakal Neida, that's why the Reisha also took a case of Nizrak Vakakal Neida, even though in the Reisha it could have said a bigger chiddush of Neida Vakakak Nizrak. Then we say Nitma Tumas Atahoim. So, then there's a chiddush that Tumas Atahoim becomes Mutter even though it's Tumas Aguf. Why Rami Barchom? Rami Bar Chama had a shayla. Kayin Maratza b'karban Eseim. The kayin that's being makriv their karbanas, meaning the karbanas of a nazir or a carbon pesach, which are the two carbonates that the biomass of Yubit Torah, and that's where the Torah gave this chiddush of Tumas HaTahayim. So what about the Kohen who's doing Avoida in those carbonates? Does he also have this chiddush that if he has a Tumas HaTahayim, the tzitzit is going to be meratz and his Avoida is going to be kosher? Or not, by him, we're not going to say this chiddush of Tumas HaTahayim. Mi Aminon, do we say Kigamir? When do we have a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that Tumas Tahayim is going to be accepted? That's Dafka Bebailim. That's when the Bailim are Tame. However, Bekayin Loi Gamiri, by the Kayin, there's no halacha l'Moshe Mesinai saying that Tumas Tahayim is going to become accepted. Idoma Bezicha Gamiri, in these Karbonis was said halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that these Karbonis have a heter of Tumas Tahayim. If that's the case, I don't care where the Tumma is, whether the Tumma is in the Kayin, whether the Tumma is in the Bayim. Either way, these Karbonas have a heter of Tumas Taim. Amar Rabba Toshima. The Torah of Chiyah has a price of Leomar Tumas Taim Elo Lameis Bavad. The only time that the Torah gave a heter of Tumas Taim is only by Tumas Meis. Meis Lemuti Meis. So what is Meis Kamil Lafuki? Which other Tumma? Tumas Meis has Tumas Taim Lafuki what? La Lemuti Tumas Taim of Sheretz must be, he's coming to say, but not Tumas Taim of Sheretz. Umayaskinan, who is Tumas Sheretz over here that needs to come on to the Heter of Tumas HaTahayim that we say does not have the Heter of Tumas HaTahayim? Inei Mevailin, if the Bailin became Tumas from a Sheretz, Uveman, which Bailin are we talking about? Because again, we're talking about two carbonates over here, carbon of a Nazir and the carbon of a Pesach. Ibn Nazir, if we're talking about a carbon of a Nazir, Mimahani Bey, does Tumas Sheretz stare a Nazir in the first place? Ki Yamas Mesel of Arachmona, the Torah only was makbid on Tumas Meis Gabi and Nazir. He could become Tumi Tumas Sheretz from today till tomorrow. It doesn't share as Naziris. So what's his problem? Even if he's Tumi Sheretz, let him bring a carbon. Forget about Tumas time. Ela Bo'is the Pesach.
Can he?
Why not? He can't come into the Azara, but someone else could bring the carbon for him.
Somebody else could bring the carbonus for him.
He'll bring a Sabbath Suyach.
Okay.
Ela ba'is haPesach. So Teretz is we're talking about that the Ois haPesach became Tamei Sheretz. So says the Gemara, Hanicha, that only works l'man d'amar ein shaych l'mizar gemar Tamei Sheretz, like we discussed earlier. If you hold that when a person is Tamei Sheretz, even though he'll become Tamar tonight, nonetheless you can't bring a Karim Pesach, so therefore Tumas Sheretz is a problem. So but you could have a Havamin if it was a Tumas Tahayim de Sheretz, it's okay, and that's why you have to say that Tumas Tahayim of Sheretz is no good. Ela man d'amar shaych l'mizar gemar Tamei Sheretz, but if you hold Shaykh the Mizrakim al Tamei Sheretz, that a Tamei Sheretz person is allowed to send his carbon pesach again. He can't go in, but he could send a shliach to bring his carbon pesach even mechatchila. So, Hashatim, you do a hutulay. That means even if he's Tamei Vade and he knows that he's Tamei Sheretz, he's allowed to bring his carbon pesach. Tumas HaTayim leKoshkin. So, what do you mean that Tumas HaTayim he has no heter? Tumas HaTayim of Sheretz. Even if he knew he was Tamei Sheretz, he could still bring. So, what does he need a heter for? El Lavikayin. So, it must be that which we said that there's no heter of Tumas HaTayim of Sheretz means that the Kayin was Tamei Sheretz, where the Kayin doesn't have a heter to do his Avodah when he's Tamei Sheretz. Nonetheless, you would think that if the Kayin was Tumas Tahayim of Sheretz, he would have a heter. Kamashwan, that he doesn't have a heter. So Shema Mina, Hutur like Tumas Tahayim. If there's no Tumas Tahayim by a Kayin whatsoever, so obviously there's no Tumas Tahayim of Sheretz. Must be Tumas Tahayim of Mace he does have. And Ava became Tumas Tahayim of Sheretz he doesn't have. Rabbi Yosef, loy, no raya, loy lim b'bailim. We're talking about the b'bailim we're talking about. We'll be pesach, we're talking about a carbon pesach, because again, by another, no other tumah makes a difference to us besides tumas meis. Ulemute, not tumas sheretz, because tumas sheretz, you could bring the carbon pesach regardless, but rather, ulemute, tumas atayim, the ziva, that the b'bailim was tumay zav, and it was a tumas time, the zav, he didn't know that it was tumay zav, so a zav can't bring a carbon pesach. But now that it was a tumas time of zav, so you would think that the evidence would be yaitzik, kamash malon, that no, there's no din of tumas time by ziva, and therefore he was, now that he found out that he's a zav, he's not yaitzik, and he has to bring again a pesach sheni. Okay.
That means, but the time of zav, that means what? There was.